so much to talk about. And one of them is Trump just keeps on winning. We had mentioned it in brief about the deal with Japan. We'll dig into that just a little bit. Massive $550 billion trade deal has been reached with Japan. Yep. It's going to create hundreds of thousands of jobs. And the deal just got done yesterday. Perhaps the largest deal ever made, Trump wrote on True Social. Japan will invest, at my direction, $550 billion into the U.S., which will receive 90% of the profits.
That's cool.
Are you tired of winning?
No.
All right.
No.
Speaking of which, we have our own winner we like to talk to on a regular basis. Her name is Congresswoman Kat Kamick, and she joins us now. Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Doing well in the home stretch, just waddling around like you wouldn't believe.
Hang in there. Hang in there. Pump it up. You can do it.
Is it August 17th or something like that? Is it August 17th? Is that right?
Well, true to her being my daughter, she will probably be making an early appearance.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, she's in the 99th percentile.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Once again, she's overperforming, just like her mom.
Nice.
You've got a little celebration going on. You're one of really like the lone people in D.C. that's really a champion and been looking out for Florida ag, and you get it how important Florida ag is to our state. And I know farmers, everybody really appreciates it, and you show appreciation for the fact that disaster relief is coming to Florida farmers, $675 million. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's not the sexiest topic in the world, right? It's not grabbing headlines on Fox News, but it is critically important because food security is national security. And we are the lone federal representative for the entire state of Florida when it comes to agriculture here on Capitol Hill. What's crazy to me is people tend to think of Florida as, Disney and beaches and palm trees. And while that's all true, we actually are a incredibly large ag state, 300 specialty crops. It's the number two economic driver for us. And, of course, our area is home to some of the best damn farmers and ranchers. I would put them up against anyone, not just in the country, but the world. And so not only do we have the best folks, but we also have some of the most unique challenges. And so this announcement of $675 million in disaster aid, it is long overdue. We've got folks out all the way in Cedar Key and Horseshoe Beach and areas out there where, they're commercial shrimping, they're clamming. And then you've got folks that are doing, your traditional row crops. You've got peanuts, watermelons, blueberries. And every time a storm rolls through, these are specialty crops. They don't have the traditional coverage and risk mitigation tools like corn and wheat out in the Midwest. So we have unique challenges, and this is one step in the direction of actually helping our folks get back up on their feet and build in those resiliency measures so that we can continue to produce and keep Florida an ag state for the foreseeable future.
I know you mentioned citrus, and we've been very concerned because citrus production has been abysmal, to say the least. I mean, I think we're just a small percentage of what we produced just 10 years ago. Will this help with any of the issues related to citrus greening and the other things that have basically decimated that industry in Florida?
Yeah, what we've actually been working on for a while, of course, is, when people think of Florida, they should also think about citrus, and our orange groves. But what we've seen over the last several years is the last crop has become a housing development. And that's just terribly sad. You drive through Central Florida, you see all these housing developments pop up where there used to be just endless groves. And because of that, we have fought to ensure that University of Florida will be leading the charge on the research to bring home a cure for the citrus greening. And we secured 6 years worth of research dollars, millions and millions in the reconciliation, or the one big beautiful bill, as the president would call it. We were able to secure 6 years of additional research to cure that. Because to your point, Bob, if you look at the beginning of 2000, 2001, 2002, we were producing 250 million boxes of oranges, grapefruits, et cetera. Today, it's about 20, 25 million boxes. Mm-hmm. It is the lowest it has ever been, and it's unsustainable. And so we've been really working to fix it in a way that our producers get little lifelines here and there to hold on until we can get some of these bigger issues worked out.
That'd be fantastic. And we personally are going to be talking to Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson later on. We'll be covering some of the same ideas, but from the Florida perspective a little bit more. Now, tell me about DOGE. What's the latest? Sometimes we hear about DOGE, but we haven't heard a lot lately. Tell me what they're up to. How long are they going to be around?
Well, everyone's familiar with DOGE up here in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill, and we just codified almost $10 billion worth of DOGE cuts that were identified this last week. And so that's a good start, but man, we've got a long way to go. Of course, yesterday there was a little bit of DOGE action in Gainesville. Mm-hmm. Now, I was stuck up here in Washington for votes this week, but my husband, Matt, he went and was representing some of the firefighters, because in the city of Gainesville, as so many of us know, the commission just approved the maximum property tax rate increase that they could, which is a slap in the face, while simultaneously cutting the fire department but giving out $300,000 in art grants. Give me a break. And so I texted our new CFO, Blaze Ngolia, and was giving him kind of the lay of the land of, hey, this is a target-rich environment. We have some serious work to do. GRU, that whole situation is a mess. They continue to spend money on things that they shouldn't. They should be focusing on supporting essential services. And quite frankly, people would be appalled if they knew what police and fire have been through here in the last several years at the direction of the commission. So I think Tallahassee is going to have quite a field day when it comes to cleaning up Gainesville.
Yeah, and Greg was even at that presser yesterday, so we got a little bit of insight into that. Yeah, I was going to use your citrus reference and say, yeah, if you want to look at budget issues, Gainesville's full of low-hanging fruit. That was going to be my thing. Hey, last question. I'll make it real quick. When do you think this whole Epstein thing, what will it take, and when will it just go away where we're not going to be talking about it anymore?
You know, I'm in the camp that we should release everything. I mean, of course, you need to protect victims, the children that were abused, whistleblowers, et cetera. But other than that, it should be absolute fair game. I can't believe that we're in this place now where people are saying, well, I think we need to move on. Listen, I don't think anyone's ever going to move on until we have full disclosure, accountability, and transparency. And so I've long called for that. My colleagues agree with me. I think that there's just this point where people are saying, you know, it's time to move on. It's been years. And I say, hey, bring Maxwell before Congress. Let's really get into it, because we have seen cover up after cover up after cover up. And that it's not just the Epstein stuff. It's, you know, the Russian hoax, the collusion effort, mm-hmm. you know, with Comey and everybody. It's just, let's just get into it, let the chips fall where they may, and move on, right? People need to have that accountability, that transparency, before they're willing to close the book on it. So I'm all for releasing the Epstein files. I think we need to do it sooner rather than later. I mean, heck, I would have loved to have seen them do it on day one. But we know that the grand jury files are being unsealed, so I'm looking forward to reviewing that, as I know so many Americans are.
Love it, and always appreciate connecting with you, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Hang in there a few more weeks, and then it'll be easy peasy after that. As a male, yeah. I jokingly laugh. Uh-huh. So, no, we wish you the best for you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, have a good one. Go Gators.
All right, go Gators. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, Bob Rose Show.